Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 11, which I've entitled Ghost, Ghouls and Goblins, ha ha ha. I'm not going to talk about those headings, and I definitely won't be using that voice anymore, but later on I will give my prediction for the match, which I'll be using on sportguru.co.uk. This weekend's opponents for the Boys in Blue are Edinburgh in the Magners League, with kickoff at 6:05 p.m. Saturday and live coverage on RTE2. For once, I do have the starting lineups to do this recording, and the Leinster team is a lot stronger one than I expected, especially in the pack. In front row, you've got Van der Merwe, Strauss, and either Mike Ross or new signing Clint Newland, who's literally just off the plane, so I suppose he's got to have a late fitness test. And then in the second row, you've got Leo Cullen and Nathan Hines. I mean, with the exception of maybe Kian Healy at prop, you won't get a stronger Leinster front five than that. If you had to pick a weakness in our team at all, you'd probably be at the 9-10 combination, where you've got O'Donoghue and Madigan. But even they've played together with success this season. They were involved in the Leinster A team's win in the British and Irish Cup, where Madigan got 7 kicks that day. So, but if things don't go right with him, we've got Sean Byrne on the bench. It's great to see him back from injury this season. And, he's there if we need him. Now, on the Edinburgh side, it's pretty much the same team that beat us at Murrayfield, but the big exception is at number 10. We've got young Alex Blair making his debut. Talk about baptism of fire at the RDS. But he's got his older brother, Mike Blair, at number 9 to make him feel somewhat at home. And a very strong team around him as well. Now, the reason he's playing is because the other brother, David, I think got concussed in training. But still, it's a strong Edinburgh team. They've won 3 in a row, and they'll want to make it 4. So we've definitely got our work cut out at the RDS on Saturday evening. It's a game where Leinster have called the Halloween Thriller. Now, normally I'd be cynical and somehow make fun of that. But you can't really blame them for having to go, putting the work in on the marketing side of things. And I really want to see more of that in rugby. Because when you look at it, the way the fixtures schedule works out, there's the Autumn International starting next week. And as we all know, people have paid a lot of money for those tickets. So they really have to put the work in to make people want to go to this game. And they put the effort in. They've called it the Halloween Thriller, tied it in with the holiday. They've got a dress-up competition. They've got a haunted house, I think it is, and also the Leinster Supporters Club, the official Leinster Supporters Club, or ULSC, as I call them, have got a new supporters bar behind the Anglesey stand, so I want to check that out after the game. I'm on the other side of the pitch where I sit, but I may head over afterwards. So all that should lead up to a pretty big attendance on the night. I think they're saying there's 16,500 tickets sold, but I'm not entirely sure all the season ticket holders will go on the night, but we'll see what the attendance is. Basically, anything over 15,000, I'd be impressed. As for the Autumn Internationals, speaking of selling tickets, we've been talking about those prices, but you've heard a lot of people complain that they are too dear, and I agree that they were kind of steep, and I'm not going either, but the only way we'll see whether they were right to have the ticket prices at that level or not will be when we see the attendance figures at the matches, especially South Africa and New Zealand. Those games should sell themselves. They should be sellouts. It's a brand new stadium, world champion South Africa, best team in the world New Zealand, both coming in. Those games, no doubt, should be sellouts. And if they're not, then the ticket prices were too high. If they do sell out and they were all sold at those prices, then the IRFU, you have to say fair play to them for putting them that high, because the proof of the pudding was in the eating. So remains to be seen how those games will turn out from an attendance standpoint. Of course, we'll be talking about the games themselves in the coming weeks, so we'll leave that till then. Now, as for my prediction for the RDS tomorrow night, I'm going to be faithful to my home team because they're usually strong at D-Fortress. I'm going to go for a Leinster win by 7. I hope I'm right. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll get me at @HarpinOnRugby. If you see me at the South Stand before the game, South Stand Bar, do say hello. Otherwise, come on the Leinster.